Oh, seekers, I'm afraid there are more tear-stained tissues in the studio wastebasket again because we've lost another icon. So tonight, I'm using Bob Slacktime Funhouse to celebrate the life, artistry, and multitudinous incarnations of the musically gifted and delightfully cantankerous Jeff Blumen, or as we knew him, Nash the Slash.
Nash the Slash, hiding within the tomb, waiting for the moment.
Nash the Slash.
Then the word comes. Shooting with signs, squares, and sawtooths, the waves will wallow with the wicked, screaming at the wondered to grab hold of this vermilion wunderbar, this new world of sonic landscape, this new world of wonder. Nash the Slash.
Nash the Slash.
Nash the Slash.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back. We'll be right back.
need you, girl, now by my side. Oh, little girl, in the letters that I write.
Dear Jody, don't they make a darling couple? Nancy is downright sexy. One day you and I will occupy the White House and the peasants will drool with envy. Until then, please do your best to remain a virgin. You are a virgin, aren't you? Love, John. I'm like Travis. I'm a loner. I'm unhappy. I have no girlfriend. I look around me. I see how horrible things are. Jody, love, just wait. I'll rescue you very soon. Please cooperate. JWH. I don't know what's going to happen this year. It's just going to be insanity if I even make it through the first few days. Jody is the only thing that matters now. Anything that I might do is solely for her sake, and I mean that sincerely. I want to make some kind of a statement or something on her behalf. Just tell the world in some way that I worship and idolize her. Days go on and on, they don't end. Vengeful maggots waiting to eat up your brain matter. Jody, please watch over me. Dear Jody, there's a definite possibility that I will be killed in my attempt to get him. It's for this very reason I'm writing this letter now. As you well know, I love you very much. You're very good with the fact that you at least know my name and how I feel about you. Jody, I would abandon this idea of being great in a second if I could only win your heart and live out the rest of my life with you. Whether it's in total obscurity or whatever. I submit to you that the reason I'm going ahead with this attempt now is because I just cannot wait any longer to impress you. I have to do something now to make you understand in no uncertain terms that I'm doing all of this for your sake. By sacrificing my freedom and possibly my life, I hope to change your mind about me.
If I can't get your love, I can't get satisfaction.
We don't.
You never know who's actually under the bandages.
How can you prove it?
This could be actually...
I thought this was an interrogation. I should be interrogating you guys. You're pathetic.
How do we know that you are Nash?
I say I am. Where's my lawyer?
Is that good enough?
No.
All right, what can you do to prove that you're Nash?
We'll be right back.
What a night for this man galore who came to Earth with strange powers. Here is a man not quite ready for the next subway stop. A man known only as the next best thing. Cosmopolitan. Metropolitan.
What's his name?
Better known as Nash the Slash.
Nash the Slash.
Slash. existed extraneously for many years before he contacted Bongo Rock Disease.
Let's talk about when you were sick.
I can't prove I'm not.
Always agitating to the new frontier, blindly in the blizzard of an Antarctic night, Nash the Slash.
I don't want a big house.
Things to do with string, this hard-nosed boeing constrictor stumbled upon his next frugal campaign, fiddlehead biomania, clean sheets, and the heartbreak of kitty litter lingered. 6 horrendous months of hiding in the shadows followed, but nothing had the impact on him as the rise and shine belligerent breakfast bash in July of last year. And what a breakfast! 60 throwaway bags of Lithuanian beef hearts bubbling on a fierce fire of British Columbian carbon copy. 132 feathered friends of Fidel Moon. A bunch of Natty Dreads playing house. And a wayward Navajo Indian yelling, bad breath.
You guys, good friends of mine.
The sidewalk circus was dancing with tricks. In mad whirling circles, they look for kicks. They hook each other like
you're the kind of person you meet at certain dismal, dull affairs. Center of a crowd, talking much too loud, running up and down the stairs. It seems to me that you have been too much in too few years. And though you try, you just can't hide your eyes, you're rinsed with tears. You better stop, you better look around, cause here it comes, here it comes.
I'm your genial host, Iggy Pop. I've been on tour for some time now with this gentleman who calls himself Nash the Slash and claims to be a musician. Mr. Slash, just to start things off, how much do you drink at night?
Less than other performers on the tour do. They have such problems. Mm-hmm. They have feet problems, and they have drug problems and drinking problems. It's become quite a point on the tour. As a matter of fact, I meant to ask you, Mr. Pop, why is it that your audience is so aggressively oriented? Do you know what it's like trying to be out there every night playing to that audience before His Royal Highness comes out there? I mean, it's almost unbearable.
Well, it's of course, it has to do with the curse of the tainted prick.
And it's a curse.
It is a curse. I mean, far be it from me to presume any unusual powers because of the curse.
One other question.
So, do you fart through your bandages? I need this with a smell.
We'll be right back. right now, Gary Newman. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
And Gary, we have a mystery caller on the line for you, someone from your past. Are you ready for this, Gary?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Mystery caller, please give a clue to Gary.
Hello, Mr. Newman. I am a clairvoyant, and I see from your past an old friend coming closer. It's a fuzzy image I'm getting. I can't see the face clearly. Your friend has been in an accident. I think he has his bandages on his face. Does this mean anything to you, Mr. Newman?
Yeah, nice.
How you doing, Gary?
Hello, man. How are you?
Well, Gary,
Oops.
What's his name?
Nash the Slash. I can't remember if it was 79 or 1980 now, actually. But we come here to do the first ever North American tour after Pleasure Principle album was released. So we was here for a few days before the tour started. And we just went out one night, you know. And I mean, I had no idea who he was. It wasn't as if there was posters all over Toronto saying he was playing. We just went into a club because the club looked quite cool from the outside and Nash was playing. There he was on stage as we walked in. And, you know, it's quite a striking thing to see, isn't it? And I was so blown away by what he did. I did a really bad thing, actually. I cancelled the support band that we had for the whole tour there and then and got Nash to do it. And I think it really made a difference to the tour. It really added something special to it. But I always felt really bad about that. It's unprofessional and it's unkind, but Nash was such a unique thing. And I loved him. He's a really lovely person, and what he was doing was, it was just perfect, absolutely perfect.
Silent gods.
Seekers, Nash the Slash, master of the electric violin, mandolin, keyboards, harmonica, and glockenspiel, founder of the Canadian prog rock band FM, partner of Iggy Pop and Gary Numan, trailblazing bandage virtuoso, Nash the Slash was even a comic book character in the Savage Henry series by Matt Howard. Tonight, in celebration of his life, we've been all over Nash's timeline. We started out with a 1980 live version of Wolf, and then Psychotic Reaction with the John Hinckley letters to Jodie Foster, a live 2011 performance of the violent song Cyclone, and then we heard Swing Shift, my favorite, In a Glass Eye, Citizen, Pretty Folks, 19th Nervous Breakdown, Dopes on the Water, and then a rousing live version of the Joy Circuit with Gary Numan from 1981. Oh, Seekers, that was so delicious. I was going to wrap up the show tonight with that, but... Oh, then I found Nash's 2010 live version of the FM song Set Phasers on Stun. But oh, Seekers, this song is so sweet it made me cry. And it's a fitting send-off to this great man. But let's leave it to the irascible Nash to provide an introduction.
F-M. F-M.
Ouchies!
Can't be talking about FM. There's so much stuff to talk about Nash.
There was a movie called FM, right? And a Steely Dan song called FM. Did that hurt your feelings?
No, not really. Steely Dan, you know, let's face it, they're named after a dildo, so what kind of credibility do they have? Nash the Slash is named after a character in a Laurel and Hardy movie. I mean, that's a lot cooler than a dildo, isn't it?
So, when did FM start?
Fred, I won't go there.
You don't like the band name FM?
No, I never liked the name FM.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
Good night.